Every year in the Redwoods north of San Francisco, there's a summer camp for men who pretty much control the world. It's a real place called Bohemian Grove. Satirist Harry Shearer has created a fictional place very much like it for his new movie, Teddy Bear's Picnic. NPR's Renee Montagne spoke with Shearer and has this report.
The thing about Bohemian Grove is this. Even though its denizens include the CEOs of the world's largest corporations, military brass, heads of universities, Supreme Court justices, it is ever so likely you have never heard of it. That's because all who enter there, all male, virtually all white, are pledged to secrecy.
And the plot of the movie is how they react when the secrecy of the fictional place is threatened, when it threatens to leak onto the local news. But, yeah, it's been a secret, a well-kept secret for about 100 years. Every sitting Republican president since Calvin Coolidge has attended the place that this movie is based on and has cavorted accordingly.
We are free! Let the revels begin!
Cavorting includes doing the can-can. In this scene, a U.S. senator, an Air Force general, and the CEO of a chemical giant are among those doing some high kicking. The initiation ceremony for one newcomer has them circling a giant redwood tree and urinating in unison. There is enough binge drinking for a frat house with a party reputation and a secret ceremony where men in black robes shoot down a large hourglass suspended on high.
Which is very close to the actual opening ritual of the real place. And the interesting thing is, you know, when you have people at this level of society who close the doors and operate in secret, an amazing number of rumors and stories get started. There was a guy just arrested a couple weeks ago for trying to invade the grove to prevent the child sacrifice that he believed was going on in the opening ceremony. So there are people who seriously believe that these guys, your Henry Kissingers and your Bushes and your heads of major corporations, gather to sacrifice children at their opening ceremony.
And all what they really do is just dress up in drag and do a can-can dance.
That's
at the
right.
Beginning. But that's true.
But that part is true, yeah. And it's your problem is which to believe, the hard to believe or the impossible to believe.
It did lack a little bit of punch tonight. Hey, do you remember Stanton? The last time that Nixon came, do you remember those opening night revels?
Nothing can match that. Secret Service men as rockets.
To many on the outside, some of what has leaked out about the real goings-on at Bohemian Grove could not be made wackier or weirder, and a number of critics say Teddy Bear's Picnic does neither. Wasn't it hard to satirize?
Well, you know, to me, satire or the kind of humor that I do does not involve making a grotesque or making a dramatic exaggeration of what actually exists. My job, as I define it, is to find what, through observation, what I think is funny about human behavior and just say, look, see, this is what we do. So, you know, it's a satire, but basically it's based on reporting. I spent 2.5 months doing research on this place and actually then got invited to it myself.
Wait. A well-known satirist, you're invited to gaze upon the doings there.
Yes.
Why?
You know, one of the oddities of the real place is the real place does have this affection for show folk. Unfortunately, since they haven't really gone out of their way to invite a lot of Jews to join, they have a certain slice of show folk. And I think the invitation to me was part of a campaign to loosen up the membership strictures a little bit. So I think to them, they were auditioning me. To me, it was just an opportunity to fact check the script I'd already written.
You know, Courtney, the decision to build the interstate highway system was made by three of our members sitting on this very couch.
Yeah. The movie Harry Shearer wrote and directed is called Teddy Bear's Picnic. I'm Renee Montagne, NPR News, Los Angeles.